Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think in our heart of hearts, we probably knew that Gerald McCoy was not going to become a Houston Texan. It doesn't appear that he is on the list of 10 teams that have shown interest in Gerald McCoy. But if 10 teams are interested in Gerald McCoy, the calculus on this whole, well, he may get a one-year prove-it deal from somebody thing, has completely changed. I think Gerald McCoy may wind up getting a multi-year deal, not for huge money, you know, but maybe from somebody, a multi-year deal. And optically, it's all about the guaranteed money anyway, so we'll see what happens.
Well, and at 31 years old, what does he prioritize? Is it getting the most, getting one last big, quote-unquote, big contract?
Yeah.
Or is it positioning himself? Because, look, and you know where I'm going with this. Earlier this week, the Patriots were mentioned as a team that was not interested in Gerald McCoy. Now, all of a sudden, the reports out of Boston are that the Patriots are on the short list. Going to the Patriots for less money than he might get elsewhere, I think is on the table.
Well, I think when you consider two things with Gerald McCoy, Rich, actually three things. One, pretty high character, big time locker room guy that I think he doesn't strike me as a guy who's kind of a mercenary from that standpoint. Like, he's a guy who I think probably, you know, football winning, came from a big time program at Oklahoma, probably ultimately at some point important to him, which goes into my second point, which is he's played in Tampa Bay his whole career. So how many important games has Gerald McCoy played in during his career going back to the 2010 draft? You can probably count on one hand how many important games he's played, like truly important games as he's played in. And the third thing, he's made $114 million in his career. If I had to guess, I haven't heard him say anything. I don't know Gerald McCoy. But just looking at the optics of those three things, I'm going to say, he ain't going to wind up playing for the Cardinals for $15 million on a one-year deal.
I would agree. The most compelling, whatever word you want to use to describe it, but we all know that the Cleveland Browns are the trendiest pick, the trendiest team in the NFL right now this offseason. And the fact that he chose to visit them first has only added fuel to the whole, wow, what do they got going on in Cleveland sort of thing. I'll remind people that he comes from Tampa Bay, which owns the second longest playoff drought currently in the NFL.
Okay, when was the last time they made the postseason?
I'm not sure what the year is, but it's second only to Cleveland is the longest playoff drought
in Cleveland
the NFL.
Last made it in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Like 2001 or something like
that.
Might
have been the Super Bowl for Tampa Bay or the year after the Super Bowl.
Wow. Well, wow. So the Gruden's last playoff game that he coached in might have been the Super Bowl? I feel like they've made the playoffs since then, but
What I read was second longest drought, second only to Cleveland.
Okay, well, that only reinforces my feeling then that he's ultimately going to be looking for a place that he can play in some important games in January and February. If Gerald McCoy hasn't played in a postseason game in his career,
right,
which is a possibility. Let's see here.
And that's what makes me think.
Yeah, 2007, Gerald McCoy's never played in a playoff game.
That's what makes me think he might pump the brakes on going to Cleveland, because no matter how you feel about how many great players they put together there and the potential is there, until proven otherwise, they're the Browns.
I agree with you. That said, he may go to Cleveland because he feels they have a chance to win. The two things can be mutually exclusive. Him feeling they can win and them still being the Browns can be two separate things that can exist.
Maybe
right?
So.
I mean, if he visits Cleveland and he winds up talking to some of those big personalities that are there, Rich, that's a situation that's ripe, especially for somebody who's never played in a playoff game, to feel like we're walking into something where I'm part of this big deal that's moving forward. I'll also say this.
Careful what you wish for.
It would be, I'm with you. And look, them getting McCoy would be just one more reason to root against them this year. I've gone from being somebody who's rooted for the Browns the way people maybe rooted for the Cubs out of pity, to being somebody that hopes that the Browns go 3-13 this year. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think there's a good chance that they don't make the playoffs, like a decent chance, better than what the odds makers think.
I do too.
Gerald McCoy also is probably looking at this, Rich, the same way that I think if he looked at the Texans situation, it would look really appetizing just purely from a football standpoint with Watt and Clowney, Merciless, Reader, the linebackers in that front seven. Cleveland's building a hell of a defensive line. They've got Myles Garrett. They've got Sheldon Richardson on that team. They traded for Olivier Vernon. They've got other playmakers on that line. If I'm Gerald McCoy, just purely looking at the ease of doing my job, Cleveland might be the best place to go.
Maybe so.
You know? I don't know. It's clearly New England is above Cleveland in terms of places you would go where you feel like you got a shot to win a Super Bowl.
Right.
And probably two or three other places that are on this list of 10 teams. The only teams I've seen mentioned specifically, Cleveland because he's visiting there, Carolina and Cincinnati worked their way into the first news release about this, New England. And unfortunately, if you're a Texan fan, the Indianapolis Colts are on this list right now, apparently,
yeah,
for Gerald McCoy.
Right.
I don't like that.
No. By the way, FYI, last time Cleveland made the playoffs, Butch Davis was the head coach.
Yeah.
And Tim Couch was the quarterback.
Yeah. Well, I think actually Kelly Holcomb may have started the playoff game that year.
Couch got most of the
time.
Yeah,
he was the regular
season.
Yeah, I think Kelly Holcomb was their starter in that playoff game.
And it was Gruden and Jeff Garcia last time Tampa Bay went to the playoffs.
Yeah, 2007. That sounds about right. So, look, it's this McCoy. The reason I've held out hope on McCoy with the Texans is because it's a similar type of thing to Tyrann Mathieu last year, in that this is a guy who got released for financial reasons. He was a guy who's been a productive player, although the last couple of years hadn't been quite as productive. Guy who's a good locker room guy. Other than position, it checked a lot of the same boxes that led the Texans to sign Mathieu to a one-year, $7 million deal. I just think the interest, the 10-team, like, this all of a sudden is going to get to a point where I'm not going to say it's too rich for the Texans' blood in terms of cap space. They've got oodles of cap space. I just think this is one of those potential moves, Rich, where the analytical sensibilities of Brian Gain are going to jump in. I have a feeling Brian Gain looks at the world through a prism of value, and I'm not deviating from this value.
Yeah,
and I think McCoy's number is going to get past where the Texans see value, the value lining up.
Yeah, well, Tyrann Mathieu saw an opportunity in the one-year deal with the Texans, and it worked out for him. And it's probably going to boil down to what sort of an opportunity Gerald McCoy considers the Texans to be, if indeed they're even on his radar.
I've given up. I don't think they're on the 10 teams.
Because if what we're speculating about is true with regard to McCoy, and he has made a lot of money, and he may not be motivated by money, he may be motivated more by an opportunity at age 31 to position himself to win a championship, I think the Texans would have a pretty good pitch to a Gerald McCoy with what they would surround him with on that side of the football.
What would your sales pitch be? You're Brian Gain, I'm Gerald McCoy. What would the three bullet points of your sales pitch be to Gerald McCoy?
You're playing on a D-line team, a D-line with J.J. Watt and J.D. Clowney.
Interesting.
You're playing with one of the younger, more talented, ascendant franchise quarterbacks in the league who's clearly been a winner for a long time.
He's a good player.
And is capable of pretty much beating anybody.
Yeah, I'm listening to what you're putting down, Brian. Tell me more.
And the guy running your defense may be the greatest D.C. in NFL history.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, he's certainly as credentialed a defensive coordinator as has ever lived.
Yeah. What's the state income tax situation in Texas, Mr.
Also
Gain?
A good point.
Yeah.
Really good point.
How's the barbecue, Mr. Gain?
That's right.
I would tack on those lifestyle points, too, if I were the Texans.
Has the cold beer on tap at Little Woodrow's in Bel Air.
And there's seven locations around town or whatever it is.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what part of town you live in. There's a Little Woodrow's within a stone's throw. We should be doing the sales pitch, Rich.
I mean, I don't think Houston. Look, there was a time when this city was not an easy sales pitch to athletes. I think that time has come and gone.
A lot of athletes come back here to
live. I think
live.
All three teams, and of course the city itself sells, the city sells itself. But I think all three teams are in a position now where players like that don't gloss over the Houston possibility. They take it very seriously.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. I think, and we've seen it in evidence too. You know, not just one of these things where you go, boy, these teams have gotten good all of a sudden. And boy, if I were a free agent in the NBA, MLB, or NFL, or someone who was trying to force a trade. You know, I think, you know, we haven't seen it yet, but Houston would be a really good place to go. No, we've seen it. There have been multiple superstars that have come here to play with James Harden in the NBA. Now, Dwight Howard, it didn't end well with James Harden, and now we read stories about Chris Paul and James Harden beefing with each other. But I still think the Rockets are viewed as one of the premier places to come play if you're an NBA player that's ring chasing.
Absolutely.
You know, Golden State's obviously the chalk when it comes to that. The Astros may be the best example of that right now with Verlander, all the veterans, building this core. The Astros have been the model franchise in terms of taking a team that's from the rubble and the ashes and building them into something out of nothing. to where you go, that's where I want to go to try to win a championship. I think the Texans have a good pitch. I think if you asked NFL players deep down, where do you feel the Texans rank on teams where you'd have a chance to win a ring, it's probably the second tier after all the usual guys out there. You know,
sure.
after the final four or even eight teams that made the second weekend of the playoffs last year. But the points you bring up are valid ones, which is that it's upper tier. This is a team that has premier talent.
Yep.
The question you ask yourself if you're Gerald McCoy or anybody else is what are they doing to build the rest of this? Which he would be a part of. That would be, hey man, we need guys like you if we're gonna be part of this. But I'm with you. And culturally, these are three teams that I think are definitely on the plus strong side in terms of players from other cities looking at opportunities and going, that would be a good place to go play.
Can we get Wallace Marsh in on this pitch? He is an OU Sooner.
OU guy, yeah. Wallace, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's too bad the Rockets aren't playing. We could get
Tell
Gerald
him you'll
McCoy
take
out
him to the season opener, the home opener.
Wallace has those Astro tickets, too. Hey, Gerald, how'd you like to be on camera at the Astro games? Right behind home plate. Are you a baseball fan? They have all you can eat in the Diamond Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is big. I got to text Wallace.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.